Right, Chris Atkin joins me. A tough game, that. You've just come on the back of big wins over Saints and Warrington. That was a difficult one, wasn't it, today?
Yeah, definitely. I'd spoke, obviously, previewing the game with the club that we were expecting the best version of Hull today. And, you know, they're obviously not picking up the wins maybe at the minute, but some of the performances have been right up there and pushed teams, obviously, likes of Warrington last week, or last game, all the way. So we knew we were in for a tough afternoon and we probably didn't make it easy on ourselves at times.
There's a lot of mistakes in the game, wasn't it? Do you think you kept giving Hull the initiative to come back at you, because you scored quite a few tries off our mistakes today, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. That probably sums parts of the game up, that, you know, two errors that we made, they scored straight off the back of it, and we need to probably first of all cut out the mistakes, but then secondly probably need to be that bit more resilient defensively and stop those tries, because they were probably quite soft tries to concede from our point of view.
I think when it gets to this stage of the season, though, all in all, it's about getting the 2 points, isn't it? 2 points is an important thing, isn't it? You know, to get the win. Is that what Paul Rowley said to you?
Yeah, I think you know you look at the table. I think the lads are saying we're joint second or third or whatever it is. So we're trying to just focus on, you know, the wins. Like we said, keep those points, the 2 points that are important. But maybe at the end of the season, points difference could come into effect. But we just need to prioritise winning games and securing the playoffs and what we can control, which is winning games.
And it's four wins on the spin as well. When you go up to Catalan, it's Catalan's next week. You fly out Wednesday, Thursday this week?
I think we fly out Thursday. So we've got a couple of days training and fly out Thursday, obviously travel down to the hotel. And maybe something short gets moving again on the Friday, obviously preparing for the game. But it's all quite relaxed and chilled and as close to preparation what we have at home, which is really good from the staff, to get us all prepared for a game which is going to be obviously tough, of them coming off the back of a win at Hull KR, which is a tough place to go, and us going over to Catalan, which is always tough.
Is that a fixture you look forward to, going over there? I mean, it's a bit of a trip, it's a bit of an adventure, I suppose, isn't it? Do you enjoy going over there to Catalan?
Yeah, it's good as a group, obviously enjoying going over, getting the nice weather, I suppose, and having a few days in the sun. But it's also good for sort of team morale and getting, spending those few days together away from training as a group. We are a really close group anyway, but also probably this time of the year it'd be nice to have that time, get to know everyone that little bit better, spend, you know, social hours together, and prepare for obviously a tough game over there. And sometimes I think 2019 and 2022 we've been over there and won games that are crucial, because it does bring you together when you go to Catalan and win and perform well in tough conditions in Catalan.
Do you have to room with someone when you go over there? Do you normally get put with somebody? Or
yeah, we normally get bunked in together, but like I said, as a group of lads, everyone's comfortable with each other and kind of lets you get on with your own thing from the coach's point of view. So yeah, it's never any issues rooming with anyone.
You can tell that. I mean, just speaking to Logan Lewis, the new signing there, he just seems to have slotted in straight away. Is that's the sort of team spirit you've got here, haven't you? You seem a real together, real bonded group of players.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably part and parcel with the small squad that we are.
Do you think that's why we're so successful? Well, I'm not saying successful, but so doing so well this season, you know, picking up victories, because of the tightness with the group?
I think since I've been here, it's played a massive part in the successes that we've had, even on games where we've won or the season's not been successful. The performances that we have won have been because of the close group that we've got, and that's a big part of this club and what we speak about as a group, that it's, you know, that kind of group is responsible for our results, and having the fans behind us is great. And they travel away outstanding, and they were outstanding again today, especially in that stand behind the stick. So we need that more often, and that keeps us as a group motivated. We know that this club deserves to be in the playoffs and, you know, challenging for silverware. The fans deserve it. So that's what we work hard for as a group and for the fans and for the club.
Thanks for speaking to us, mate. All the best next week.
No, cheers. Thank you.
Cheers, Chris.